Saturday morning, and so glad my friend Rick Sandoval came in.
Yeah, so am I. I mean, we don't get to hang out like
from Abington, like Illinois. The old days. It feels like, though, I see you when I see you, like I saw you yesterday. So, for years, been selling cars for over 30 years.
Yeah.
Started with Schottenkirk and Abington.
Yeah.
Where was that at? Right as you went into
town? Right where Subway's at.
Okay.
That was the dealership.
Okay.
Yeah.
How big was the lot? How many cars?
You know, I think back in the day, maybe we had, oh boy, maybe 40, 50 cars.
Yeah. How long were you there? That was your start. And how long were you selling cars there?
Schottenkirk's, I was there for a year. Then Bob moved operations to Fort Madison. And then Ron and Masotti Chevrolet, same building.
Yeah.
And then Crown Chevrolet, and then it just
West Main and Linwood Road, how many years?
23 years. But I was at Lindsay's before I was there.
Okay.
And sold Pontiacs, Cadillacs, and Nissans.
First time I met you, I knew you for like 4 or 5 years, and I thought you'd just been doing it for a while. for a few years. You would do it. It's been your gig since out of high school. Out of college. You went to school where? Carl Sandburg?
Carl Sandburg, yeah.
Got a degree.
Yeah.
Got what you wanted to get and said, you're staying here. Did you ever say, no, I'm going to Alaska?
You know, back in the day when I was in like grade school, I wanted to be a veterinarian, moved to Colorado and ride around a Jeep Wrangler with no top on it. You know? Yeah, those dreams.
Have you done the Jeep in Colorado thing yet?
I've done the Jeep thing. Been close to Colorado.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know how that goes, though.
Yeah, well, you might get back to Colorado.
It's like you wanted to be Batman, too, and it didn't happen.
I did want to be Batman.
I can see it in your eyes.
It's 7:52. Our first guest on Galesburg Live is Rick Sandoval. I had him on because he's my friend, because I wanted you to know where your favorite car salesman was. Rick has sold, I added up, 75,622 cars in over 30 years. That's a lot, Rick.
Jeez.
And he's at Galesburg Nissan now. Tell me about Galesburg Nissan. Tell me about why you went there and Jeff Klink. And
you know, it's
probably lots of reasons.
I was given an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, and awesome place, great people. You know, a lot of things you can say about that. Their service department's awesome.
Jeff and his dad have been selling cars.
Yes. KG.
Yeah.
You know, for the third consecutive year, you know, Galesburg Nissan has led. Now, think about this. Out of almost 1,100 dealers, that dealership there is in the top 70 dealerships in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, in service, in sales satisfaction, market share, you know, that says a lot. Because of the way that they take care of their people.
Sure.
From sales to parts, you know, to service.
Jim Morgan's still out there?
Yes.
He's amazing.
He is an awesome guy.
But I'll have to say I love him more, not because he works out there. I love him for that, but he's a great bass player.
Yeah. You know.
He's got a great head of hair. He's a good guy.
We're going to probably do a duet on. I'm gonna do the bongos.
Oh, is he gonna put
spoons or something?
He gonna put you on a dry album?
Maracas. Yeah,
he might.
You know,
and Chad Warren, and then so many folks that have been there forever, and then new staff. Do you feel when you wake up, you've been in the same spot for 23 years, like rejuvenated? Like,
yeah, it's, you know,
yeah,
change is good sometimes, and it's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah,
to walk into that place, and I'm not saying that just for me. I'm talking about the customer. You know, no gimmicks, no anything, just. Let's buy the car. And another thing that jumps onto that is a lifetime warranty. Lifetime warranty is available on most used cars, and that's no cost to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that peace of mind.
Right.
You know, engine, transmission, driveline. You know, it's just normal. Change that oil. You do things that your car is supposed to have done anyway.
Right.
And it's a plus. It's a peace of mind.
Yeah.
But a peace of mind is going to a place and walking in and saying, hey, this is cool.
Yeah. And you might see a lot of folks that Rick sells cars at Galesburg Nissan now. Been doing that for many years. I wouldn't even say, if someone asked me, he's like, what's he do? If I had the time, I would tell him, well, he makes relationships. He stands around all day and talks to his friends.
Let's do
that's it. And then sometimes punches out some numbers on a piece of paper.
Yeah, you know. Let's put it this way. I sold Nissans back when the 370Z was only the 280Z.
Oh, wow. 280Z was a quick little sports
car.
Yeah.
We've got a couple out. You got to come out there, Eric. I've got a red one. I've got a black one, convertible. Laura would love it, you know. M's away now. You need to start having fun.
Chad Warren sold me a car. She's not away yet. Some days I go, man, you're 20 now. Are you going to leave anytime soon? But no, I love her being at home. So she's not away quite yet.
I'll bring the Sandoval boys over. They can have a sleepover at Uncle Eric's house. Laura would love it. Your grocery bill would go up.
Oh, my goodness. How do you do that? Those three
boys are awesome.
Yeah,
they are. I can tell you, they're my life.
One off in school.
Steven's an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, works for Mangere Electric.
Yeah.
Ryan is going to Spoon River. Taking
That's a hell
diesel
of a career,
tank.
By the way.
Yes.
Yeah. If you put the time in, does
yes.
he love it?
Oh, loves it.
He loves it.
You know, I've got a brother-in-law that's an electrician, brother's an electrician, my son's an electrician.
Some middle kid.
You think I can get a ceiling fan put up?
No, you can't.
No!
Can you just put that up?
Yeah, and Ryan's is going to Diesel Tech at Spoon River.
Yeah.
It's one of the only Diesel Tech classes, and the course curriculum that a guy from Abingdon, Todd Thompson, a buddy of mine from high school, that's in charge of that. The kid's just doing awesome.
How about that youngest punk?
That one, the only one known as Big Al.
Yeah.
Good kid. Just, he's a fireball. I've got three different domains. I've got a blonde with blue eyes, a blonde with green eyes, and a redhead with brown eyes.
Uh-huh. I'd hire a private investigator if I was you.
I tell you what, they're all sand ovals. It's like the Three Stooges.
You can see it, by the way. They walk by, you're like, yeah, there's the Sandoval brother right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
All of them.
Blonde or red hair.
Don't even go for fingerprints, man. They're there.
You know how many times I've seen them doing Hometown Heroes? I'll walk past, and all these kids are saying their names. You get to a Sandoval, you can tell.
Yeah. no fingerprints.
Sandoval Brothers Racing. You do dirt track racing and in the city government, Knox County board for how many years?
It'll be 20 when I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on? What changes are coming up? What are you going to do?
A lot of changes, you know. Lots.
You can't talk about city government. I don't want to talk about politics anyway.
No, duck.
Yeah.
Two things, politics and religion. Let's duck and keep them away.
And Rick wants to say hi to you, so come out to Galesburg Nissan and say hi. And that's what you'll do. We talked about this earlier. You might have a two-hour conversation with an old buddy before you even talk about that car.
Yeah, you know, and that's the good thing about out there. It's a relaxed relationship, you know. But just the good thing about it is your every fifth oil change is always free, you know, and it's a customer. It's like anything. You want to be part of that family, and you want to be just not that number. And you're just pushing through out there.
I went on a mini vacation and rented a car.
Yeah. And we've got rentals out mm-hmm. there. And yep. That's a good thing. But, yeah. You know, we've got over 200 cars in inventory. I've got over 100 used cars.
Yep.
You know, all quality.
Your restaurant pickings for lunch are...
Man, I gotta watch it.
Are you in trouble?
I tell you what, I was gonna do the 2 for $20 the other day, and I went 4 for $40 because I'm in Commit to Fit. I thought I might as well blow it all.
Oh, good. Commit to Fit's going on.
I never wanted to see another chicken strip again.
That's awesome. Galesburg Nissan, welcome.
Yeah, stop out and see us.
To the new chapter in your life, and that's
it's
awesome.
A new chapter.
Yeah.
Another page opens.
You and Jeff Klink and the whole gang out there. And you guys are open till when today?
Three bells.
Yeah.
Three bells. I mean, we've got everything. You know, you want a gas car, we got a gas car. You want an SUV, we've got, you know, we've got the Rogues, which is an awesome vehicle.
What's the best? I got a 20-year-old. What's the best car to buy for your 16, 17-year-old?
I tell you what, if you're looking for a car, it's probably going to be, you know, the Sentra is an awesome car. The Altima is an awesome car. You, if M wants to really go, let's go do a Maxima, you know. We've got the SUVs covered. We've got a Versa if you want gas.
Our first night out in Arizona, my buddy Zach, we're the same age, picks me up in his mom's Nissan Maxima. Gray, it was kind of boxy back
then.
Yeah. Yeah, and we went out in that. We were not cool 17-year-olds in mom's Maxima. But
now you would be a cool 17-year-old in mom's
might.
Maxima. You know, a Murano, I'm in a Pathfinder. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome vehicle. We've got the Frontiers, the Titans. Come out and look at a Titan. You want to look at a truck.
Your favorite salesperson's now at Galesburg Nissan. That's Rick Sandoval. Hey, shout out real quick, because I love it when you do this. Sandoval Brothers Racing is a family. It's dirt track racing at the Galesburg Motorcycle Club in Macomb, and, yeah. and some of the guys around here and their kids who go out there racing with you. Well, shout out their names.
You know, hey, of course you've got the Fells. You know, you got Jake. You know, you got Cody Kent. He's a pro.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Caden and Braden down in Avon.
Are some of these guys coming to the ice race at the Civic Center?
You know, I think so. I think Steven's trying to get himself saddled up. Now, Alex is just coming. Alex is just bringing gear and jumping on a bike. You know, you've got the camps in Farmington. I mean, there's just, you got Greg Donnelly, a kid I went to school with. Jolly Green Giant. That dude is tall, but makes a bike look like, you know, it's graceful.
Yeah.
I mean, but a lot of people, you know, are sponsors. We got some really awesome sponsors. You know, Iron Spike, Taco Hideout. We've got Charm Center.
So there's support if a family gets into a dirt track racing and buys a motorcycle and gets their kid committed. There's,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's,
and I've been there. I've been there broadcasting live at these events, and the family atmosphere is pretty awesome.
Yeah. You know, Big Cats. Look at that. We got food.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
And they're a great backer. Yeah.
You know, I just, like I say, my dad said that when he was a kid, or not when he was a kid, but when he came to Abingdon, he couldn't find a better place to raise kids in Abingdon. And I still believe that. And Knox County, there's no other place I would live in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
That's my friend Rick Sandoval. Glad to call him a friend and a car salesman, city government guy, heads up Sandoval Brothers Racing, but most importantly, a good man, a great father. And Rick Sandoval, thanks for being here on a Saturday morning.
Thank
got
you.
Up early, brother. Your hair looks better than mine, too.
Look at this, man. I got moose in it. I got stuff going on.
I got musicians chomping at the bit. Seth Coquit and Neil from Fat Fish Pub on the way in on the second hour of Galesburg Live coming up. Rick Sandoval, have a great weekend, brother.
Have an awesome day. Stop out there and see me at Galesburg Nissan.